Yo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another PC Boys podcast. And today we have some news because guess what happened after our podcast the other day? They dropped the new It trailer.
As soon as we were talked about not having news, and then like later in class, we're just in a singing middle class, and Logan just looks at me from across from me and goes, "Hey, David, there's a new trailer for It." I'm like, "Are you serious?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "All right, I'll probably
you
watch it when I get
home." You guys were yelling.
And
yeah.
I proceeded to just watch it 5 seconds later, and it scared the crap out of me. That woman at the beginning was really creepy.
We're going to do a little breakdown of this trailer. Who wants to start?
So, cast looks pretty good. I'll say that. I recognized a number of actors. I only know two of them. I think I recognize James McAvoy.
James McAvoy.
Was Josh Gad there?
I don't know.
Like Josh Gad,
I remember a second one, but I can't put my finger on the name of the actor.
What?
Nothing.
I think it was the African-American actor, but I can't remember his name.
Look up the cast for It Chapter 2 and tell me if Josh Gad's there.
Because I swear I've seen his face before. Looks like... I swear. Anyways, so I'm gonna talk about the beginning. So this movie clearly starts off with I'm not an It fanatic, so I don't remember all the characters' names.
And I haven't seen the first one yet. But
so does anybody know the name of the girl?
Because I don't remember.
Even though I've seen the movie, I forgot.
Beverly Marsh.
Okay, Beverly.
Okay, I was gonna say
again, who am I supposed to be looking for?
Josh Gad.
Nope.
No, he's not in the movie.
Okay, who is in the movie then?
There's Chosen Jacobs, Mike Hanton, Halen. There's Finn Wolfhard, Richie.
Finn Wolfhard is the kid though.
Richie Tozier.
You might have flashback scenes.
Yes.
Yeah, I know they have flashback scenes.
Yeah, your guy isn't in there.
Damn it.
Okay, so we start off with Beverly. And she goes back to her old house and kind of has flashbacks of her past and talks with this old woman who is just the creepiest thing in the trailer.
And is apparently Pennywise's daughter? Question mark?
Yeah.
Everything's a question
She's like,
mark about this
movie.
She's
like, oh, I had cookies in the oven.
Was that how it was
came?
In the original series?
I don't know. I've only seen part of the original series. Ugh. And from what I have seen of the 90s series, and
it's messed up.
From what I know from the 90s series, the only good part of it is the first half, and then after they become adults,
David?
Just... What?
Are those new sneakers?
You asked me this last week, and the week before that when I first got them.
You know
yes,
what?
Yes, they're new sneakers, Kevin.
You know
they're technically old, but I haven't worn them. I haven't worn them yet.
So. You know what's pretty insane? So...
Your face.
Pennywise is pretty insane.
No, the fact that the first chapter wasn't really... It was hype, but then it didn't live up to expectations at all.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't. Not for me, at least. Jesus.
Logan,
because
are you
forgetting have a bad
that,
opinion of
movies
half the time.
What are you talking about?
Logan, right now, currently, It Chapter 1 is the best-selling horror film ever made.
Facts.
At the time it was, at least. It made more money in one week than any other horror film of all time.
What about the new
made?
Halloween? We'll check it against that.
Yeah, I think it...
Pretty sure.
Yeah, chapter...
It trumped that. It trumped
Halloween's
that.
A big franchise. I don't
so
care.
So is It. Now.
Not like Halloween.
Stephen King's way bigger than Halloween ever will be. I'm sorry, but it's
true. I have to agree with him.
Even Pet Sematary made quite a bit of money,
and
Pet Sematary was kind of trash.
It's hated.
Pet Sematary. What the fuck? Why you keep making Pet Sematary?
When a remake of a film that's like got like a ton of updated stuff that still gets kind of good fan reception, but still people look at the original and say the cheesy 80s one is better.
You know, I find it funny.
Well, they reversed everything that happened in
yeah,
the book. They had
really
the girl died.
The daughter died instead of the son and everything.
The thing that I find...
Okay. Will you let me finish?
Yes.
700.4 million is It, and I'm gonna look up Halloween.
Halloween only made like 200 something million.
So
yeah.
It
chapter
it
made
one,
over $700 million.
So It chapter one is currently still the highest selling horror movie,
and it's one of the best praised as well. Like next to it's up there with like Get Out and Us. Like as far
those
as reviews go,
movies.
They were. Jordan Peele's pretty awesome.
Haven't
like,
seen
Jordan,
either
like,
of them.
It's all like the horror actors these days, or the comedians are making the really good horror films, and the horror film people are making like really good action and horror films.
I know.
Like,
you mean comedy?
Comedies, yeah. Because like,
yeah.
I mean, what was Jordan Peele known for before? What was Jordan Peele known for before, like, you know, his horror films? He was known for
comedy.
He was known for being Peele and Keenan and Peele, like. I mean, heck, he's in the new Toy Story.
I really enjoy.
He either plays the bunny or the duck. They're both Jordan Peele though.
I really enjoy how in this trailer they make the tension like very well known. Because throughout this trailer, like you're like, oh, this is like.
Oh, he played in BlacKkKlansman.
It gets you on the edge of your seat. And then here's the thing though, it's like as if Pennywise kind of found out, like kind of is digging back into like Beverly's mind because.
That's
because
that's what he does.
Yeah, and using.
Wait, did you watch the first movie? That's what it.
Wait,
does.
Real quick,
it, like,
who did
feeds off your?
Who did Jordan Peele play in Captain Underpants? Was it the Black Kid?
No, that was. Don't tell me.
I'm gonna look at the cast.
Wait a minute.
I remember, Chris. No, not him.
Were you about to say Chris Rock?
Yeah. Oh, I almost.
Kevin Hart.
So wouldn't it technically be the fact that
Jordan
she like
Peele
grew up and kind of forgot about a lot of stuff? Like, I mean, think about it. They were grown up. They probably forgot about what they did to be it, or maybe it just found a new way to get into
it
their
comes
heads.
Back every 27 years. Before you go making theories, that's why it's back. It takes 27 years to digest its food.
Yeah, but wasn't it, like, killed?
Nope. You cannot kill it.
That is...
It's impossible to kill it.
So, that's...
It will always come back, I guess, or something like that, right, Kevin?
Dude,
that's how it goes.
That's
it always
retarded.
Comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, Halloween only made $254.3 million, so your maths was wrong.
What do you mean? I said 200-something million.
You said 300 million.
No, so I said 200-something.
He said 2 or 3 million. He said it was between, like, 200.
200.
Stop agreeing with him.
200, 300 million.
I said it was in between there. It's still good for a horror movie.
The Nun made a lot of money.
The Nun. Look, boys, it's The Nun. It's, like, legit.
I mean,
the Curse of La Llorona and that.
La
Llorona. I don't care how I pronounce it. Shut up. I'm not good with it, okay?
You're just as bad as Kevin.
Legit.
Curse of La Llorona.
That's how they say it on the trailer, but the guy's pronouncing it wrong.
Guys, I don't care. They're basically the same movies with two different antagonists.
And
that's
both
it.
Suck.
Exactly.
That just goes to show. I didn't even know it was a Conjuring film.
I didn't either
until they said it was a Conjuring film. I'm like, what?
By the way, this year's Pet Sematary only made $98.5 million.
It's disgraceful. Disgraceful.
Well, its budget was only $21
million. Only made back money, but...
It didn't make a huge profit.
58 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Here's the funny thing, though. Like, Halloween has had a rough, like... Has had a very rough road. And
How
for
much
it to make...
Endgame made?
$2.3 billion.
So,
I just looked at it.
So, you know, it's interesting that Halloween made that much money after coming off a lot of bad movies. But also it was a direct sequel after the first one. But people thought it was just like
The Curse of La Llorona is at 30% on Rotten Tomatoes.
How much did it make in theaters?
It hasn't showed up. I'll look up box office.
I find it funny, we're supposed to be talking about the It trailer, but here we are talking about box offices.
But here's the thing. These all count into the same thing. This is just the horror
genre.
We all know Endgame was a horror.
It made
26... Yeah, Endgame was a horror in itself in different ways.
I cried. 26.5 million in its open weekend.
Yeah.
But it went over 3,372 North American theaters.
3,000?
3,372 North American theaters, and it only made $26.5 million.
That's just, wow, that's...
This is like a movie you go and watch late at night, though.
Yeah.
Like, you would look for a midnight showing.
Somebody said that it was actually scary.
It doesn't look scary. It looks kind of boring.
I don't know. I'm not huge on the Stephen King horror films, because they don't scare me. They're like on the, you know, they get you on the edge of your seat. But after a while of just sitting in the world, you kind of... Like, when I was watching the first It, I was, like, kind of creeped out the first half, and then come the second half of the movie, I was like, legit, this is fucking stupid. Like, this isn't even a horror movie anymore.
Well, it's supposed to be, like, a campy, ridiculous movie.
Oh, by the way, Detective Pikachu made $700 million its opening day.
Opening day?
$700?
$700 million.
Opening
day? There's no way it made $700 million
set
in a day.
To top... Oh, wait.
Yeah, I was about to say, if it made that opening, how did that make more than Avengers Endgame in opening day? That makes no sense.
Because Ryan Reynolds.
Not good enough.
Did you mean 70 million?
Yeah, that would make more sense.
No, it says it's, let me look. Because I'm, apparently I'm the only one who has to look up on this.
But yeah, so the grandma turning into it, like... I don't know. I feel like... I wish its design changed a little bit to make him a little creepier. He just doesn't scare me.
He made 5.7... 5.7 million on Thursday.
Okay, that makes more sense now.
Jeez, I'm about to smack you.
But yeah, so I mean, what is your thoughts on it, Dave? Do you think it's going to be scary? Do you think it's just going to be kind of like edge on the seat, and then the second half of the movie it's kind of going to be like, oh, it's okay, just...
hold up, everybody be quiet, right?
Nope.
Yes.
No.
La Llorona.
That's
oh
how
you
God.
Pronounce it.
No.
I don't care. I just want to know what, your opinion on the It trailer.
I looked it up on Google Translate.
And that's usually wrong.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I don't... Can we stop fighting? Can we just please answer the question? My gosh, my...
I'm going to see it, and I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh when it beats chapter one of It, and I also get to laugh at Logan. So this is a win-win for me.
Why are you laughing at me for?
Because you are not going to see this movie, you said.
Probably not, unless my mom is taking me, because she likes the It movies.
Oh, what's to say, because I'm assuming you're not going to see it.
Oh, wait, by the way, I lied. Detective Pikachu is at 14.8 million now.
Okay.
It's not a lot of money, but I have no doubt it will make more. Over the weekend, it just came out.
A lot of people are projecting 700 mil is what they're aiming for.
Okay. So, David, what do you think about
it? First off, I think it's going to make a lot of money like the last one did.
Okay, no, here's the question. Will it make over a billion?
No.
Has any horror movie... No.
I don't think
no horror movie's ever done that.
This is the best-selling horror film ever made.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. Sorry, a horror movie has done it. Avengers Endgame has done it.
Yeah, Avengers Endgame has totally, like, blown every horror film out when it comes to the horrifyingness in that film.
I mean,
no,
y'all remember Captain America's It? That's scary. That thing could swallow a building.
Captain America's It? What are you talking about?
Captain America's ass. It can swallow
a
building.
That's
amazing. I think it's America's business. Okay.
So I would have to say about this movie, it definitely is a creepy trailer, and it definitely keeps you on the edge of your seat, but I feel like with the first movie, as the movie goes on, I feel like the horror factor of it will just not even be there. Because, like, it's strong in the beginning, but then it quickly dies off halfway through because you get so used to being there.
You are the only person I've ever talked about that. Everybody else I've ever met thinks that the film just kind of gets better as it goes on. Because
it gets better.
That's how Stephen King does it. He wraps up...
Except for maybe
Stephen King manages to ramp up the campiness and the cheesiness and his horror and only make it get... scarier as the film or
but if you actually read
like don't get me wrong guys
books,
it's don't get me wrong, it's a good film, has good characters and has a good story. I'm just saying that the horror in it takes
works.
A dive for me it takes a dive
it
for
takes
me
a dive
halfway
for
through
you.
Yeah,
like,
and
I think you're the only person
when you critique a movie you give your opinion. It doesn't mean people have to agree with you, but it's just how you react
to the
movie.
Thing, your opinion is sometimes wrong. The only time I've agreed
opinions
with you
aren't wrong.
Opinions can't exactly be wrong.
Yeah, opinions can't be wrong.
I mean, you and I both have films that kind of suck that we like.
Yeah.
Like, you like Alien 3. I like Predators.
Oh,
and like
wait,
Amazing
what's that
Spider-Man
movie mean?
2.
Oh, wait, don't mean you disagree on Spider-Wick Chronicles?
Yep. I think it sucks because it does...
It's an amazing movie.
It does absolutely no justice to the books at all.
Oh, man.
I've read...
You haven't read the books and seen the movie, have you?
Yeah.
Then you should know how bad the movie is compared to the books.
It was a fine movie.
It was a fine movie. It was a horrible, god-awful adaptation.
Well, they also just killed Pet Sematary in this new version, so...
So there we go. We both have, like, great books that were ruined by god-awful films that were adaptations.
Spider-Wick Chronicles is a fantastic movie, and I don't care what David says.
Like, here's the funny part.
It's a cool fantasy film.
Like,
it's a horrible adaptation. That's all I'm saying.
In Pet Sematary 2019...
Oh my gosh. But when I look at, like, you know, any film in general, like with Spider-Man Homecoming, I love the film. I think it's an amazing film. But at the same time, when it comes to the Spider-Man character, I have a lot of gripes with some of the stuff in it. And that's just me personally.
Tom Holland.
You can't be mad at it.
No, no. Tom Holland's a great Spider-Man. I just wish that they had more stakes. And this new movie looks like they're going to put those stakes there. And I'm happy about it.
What's the point of setting him in New York with, like, a small-scale crime and having there be huge stakes other than that?
Stakes in his life, like putting somebody he loves in danger. Like Liz, his crush.
She was being put in danger.
He did, but
film.
He didn't. Ned took the Chitauri core. It wasn't something Peter
did.
It was something.
Call it a Chitauri. Chitauri.
Chitauri energy core, and brought it onto the elevator. It wasn't something Peter did. It was something Ned did that Peter just happened to bring on the trip. That was the worst one.
That's not what I was referring to. I was referring to the fact I was referring to the Vulture.
No, I didn't mean, like, villain stakes. I mean, like, stuff where, like, Peter, his life, like, him being Spider-Man endangers the people in his life.
How often are Spider-Man's loved ones in danger?
Are we counting cartoons?
No.
Then never mind.
We're counting the comics.
I would say quite a bit.
Down the comics? Ooh.
In the comics, his loved ones get in danger, like, get put in trouble a lot. Yeah, but that's, like, every 10 to 15 issues. And they release one comic a month.
Like, yeah, but they, he still...
So the, his you, loved ones are in danger once or twice a year.
Legitimate.
If they release it every...
No.
If they release one comic every month and they get in trouble every, like, 10 to 20 comics.
No. With how many Spider-Man comics are out there written by different people, it's... I mean, it's a lot higher than you
Spider-Man
think.
Spider-Man doesn't always have to have over-the-top stakes. That's why he's Spider-Man.
When I say over-the-top stakes, David, I don't mean, like, the villain's going to destroy the world. I mean, like, him and his, like, people close to him.
I know what you're saying.
Or like, the villains, even. The villains that are close to him that mean something to him, like Doc Ock and stuff. Like how they did in Spider-Man PS4. That was great.
Or Spider-Man 2.
That was great. Yeah, that was great. He had somebody close to him who he tried to help and, you know... Saw him as a mentor and then just got completely destroyed once he started just destroying everything and wanting to build the sun.
Without giving any spoilers, because Logan hasn't seen it, but JJ and I get this. The same thing kind of happened with Miles. He had someone he was close to that was put in pretty bad...
If you're talking about his uncle...
Shut up, Logan.
The Prowler?
I'm not supposed to know about the movie.
It's called I Read the Comic. I read the comics.
It's also... It's called... Fair enough. It's on Netflix.
He finds out it's not.
Oh, wait, no, it's on something.
I still gotta buy it. It's not Netflix. I still gotta buy it, and I'm gonna buy it.
It's on something, okay.
It's not Netflix, Sony doesn't put their movies on Netflix.
But yeah, so I think the It movie, I think it, like you said, I think it's gonna make a lot of money. I think it's gonna be a good movie, but I think the horror's gonna die off halfway through.
Quick tangent question, though.
You never
Does Prowler die in the comics?
Who?
Does Prowler die in the comics?
Ah.
He dies in Into the Spider-Verse.
He
gets killed by Kingpin.
I couldn't answer you that because I'll be honest with you, I have not read a lot of the Miles Morales comics. But I know enough that he's pretty devastated when he finds out his uncle is a bad guy. AKA, likes to steal a lot of crap and kill people. Wearing a Deadpool-looking suit. In the comics, at least, the Ultimate comics, it looked like Deadpool suit.
He kind of looks like that in the Into the Spider-Verse film as well. It's like a mix between Deadpool and Spider-Man. But I mean, let's be honest, Deadpool kind of looks like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Team Red movie. Make it happen.
Yes.
I heard something about them actually doing the Thunderbolts.
Yeah, they've been talking about doing that for 2 years.
No, but I heard like more details on it, like it actually might happen, like, soon.
Yeah, they have it planned on happening.
No, he didn't die in the comics.
Okay. Because, like I said, I've read some of the Miles Morales comics, but I haven't read enough to be like, oh yeah, I know the Prowler dies or this person dies or whatnot.
All right. Yeah, he dies in the film after he finds out Miles is also Spider-Man.
Thank you for spoiling the movie.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, maybe you should have watched it.
I'm going to get around to it. As much as I love Spider-Man, I don't have the money to just go out and buy the movie.
Watch it sometime here, though, and then I can log in my Vudu and we can watch it here.
That's what it's on.
Vudu.
Yeah, it's on Vudu. Everything's on Vudu, Kevin. Literally everything is on Vudu.
Well, you know what?
But yeah, so what do we think the, like, money predictions are going to be for the movie?
8 million.
I think that it Chapter 2 is going to
make... 8 million isn't much.
800 million.
800 million.
Okay, I was about to say 8 million? That's very low, Kevin.
I'm predicting that Chapter 2 is going to make around as much money, maybe just under or like a little over what the first one made.
I feel like...
It's over.
Because it's a sequel, and based upon how sequels go, I feel like it's going to make... You said it was 800-something
million? The last one was just over 700 million.
Just over 700?
The last one made 700 million point, like, 8.
So...
Like I said, just over 700 million.
So, I'm either going to put... It's either going to be just over 700 mil again, or just slightly below 700
mil. It's going to be 800 million, I'm calling it.
The reason I say that is because...
You can't just base it off previous sequels.
I mean, look at other sequels that make tons more money.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No.
I actually like the Alvin Chipmunks movies.
No.
Yes.
I liked them all.
Yeah, RJ.
Which ones?
All of them.
Only the first two were good.
Are you kidding me? Shipwrecked was amazing.
Shipwrecked was not that good.
It was amazing.
Shipwrecked
was amazing, and Road Chip was amazing too.
I like the second one more than any of the others.
They're not that bad films at all.
What about the buddy movies? Which one do you like the most?
Which one of the buddy movies do I like the most? Probably the original. Air Buddies.
What's wrong with you?
I just prefer that one because that one makes, you know, logical sense because they don't go to space or Antarctica or become superheroes.
One, they didn't go to Antarctica. They went to Alaska.
Jesus, because your continent's straight, my guy.
They still went to space in one of them. Yeah, they became superheroes in one of them. They met a haunted dog in one of them.
Question, do you think anybody's going to die in It Part 2?
Do I think anyone's going to die?
Everybody.
I think they all live, don't they?
Well, he can switch it up. I mean, it's they're redoing it.
If they've stuck so close to the source material with the first one, I don't think they're gonna.
Well,
why not? Now.
Because Pet Sematary.
Oh, they kill one person. They switch one thing up. Oh no, they gave it stakes, huh?
Pet Sematary sucked. They switched up a ton of in the film that wasn't from the book, and they didn't make it work.
I'm talking about for It. They just switch one thing and kill one person off. That isn't going to be the end of the world or at the end of the movie.
For fans, it's going to be the end of the world.
How?
Because they read the book.
Who cares? It can be a little different.
No.
It can be a little different. No. As far as killing.
Here's the difference between Spiderwick Chronicles and Pet Sematary.
Oh no, here we go again.
With the first adaptation of Pet Sematary, they followed it almost perfectly. Like, there was a little flaw. They made it perfect.
The biggest thing that was holding the film back was that it was made in the 80s, and they didn't have a ton of tech to.
This 2019 one. No, this needs to be burnt to the ground and never talked about again, just like Green Lantern and all the other movies.
That's pretty bad. Like
comparing it to Green Lantern, yeah.
Yeah, you compare it to Green Lantern, something really.
I'm not gonna go.
How does our teacher even like Green Lantern?
Mr. Allen?
No, Miss Aang likes Green Lantern.
You don't talk about her because no one likes her.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Mr. Helen. I was like, no, Mr. Helen doesn't like Green Lantern. Even Mr. Helen said, like, he enjoyed Venom and he enjoyed Aquaman, but he definitely could see the flaws in those films, and I can agree with
Venom,
him on that.
Oh, Venom is... Oh, I can't wait for Venom 2. I don't care. Venom was a good movie. I don't care. I'm excited for Venom 2.
There's no such thing as a perfect movie.
No, there's not. If somebody gives a movie a 10, it's like, you're stupid. There's nothing perfect.
So you're hating on all the Batman Dark Knight trilogy?
There's nothing that's perfect. Literally, there's a flaw with every movie that exists.
Dude,
watch The Dark Knight. Tell me what's not perfect about
that. Correct me if I'm wrong, David.
Your opinion doesn't matter, JJ.
But, David...
That is just mean and rude. Well, you can't be saying that sort of
stuff. So, David, correct me if I'm wrong, but all three of them are in the 90s, right?
All three of them are... Maybe... I think they're all in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I find funny?
Dark Knight Rises is like 91 or 92.
Yeah.
So, and I think... Batman Begins is a 91.
So we've kind of covered the It trailer at this point, so we're just going to move on to talking about other movie stuff. So we all think it's...
I just compared a movie to Green Lantern.
But let's think about this. So I was watching a video last night about a guy talk about the Justice League and Civil War, and it made me realize the difference between The Flash's introduction and Spider-Man, and where they didn't really give The Flash a motivation compared to Spider-Man in the Justice League movie.
But they didn't base Flash off Spider-Man at all.
No, I know, but they didn't give him...
A lot of people thought they were, but no.
No.
They gave Flash motivation. I need friends. That was his motivation.
Yeah, that was his entire goal. I need friends, also he gets a job at the end.
Also, he's saving people. Also, he's stopping the end of the world.
Also, is Ezra Miller.
Does a superhero
why does he want to save the world? Like, with Spider-Man?
Why was Captain Marvel put in the Avengers film? She wasn't needed.
Exactly. I can agree with you on that one.
Apparently, you haven't heard that particular quote from Stan Lee.
Yep.
Someone who does something because it's right, not because they want to, but because they need to, is truly a superhero.
When you listen to...
Oh my god, they have another giant balloon condom.
Oh god, not again.
So, David, so they were pretty much saying, Kevin said, that he needs friends, but with Spider-Man and Civil War, Tony directly asked him why he does it, and he says, because I've been... me my whole life and I've had these powers for 6 months, and that when all the bad things happen, they happen because of you. And then he's like, so you just want to protect the little guy? And he's like, yeah. So he gives his reasons as to why.
That's what.
And not to mention the great power.
Flash, what his motivation is.
And not to
mention. By the way, they just sent Batman.
And not to mention,
they sent Batman after him. Who's not going to listen to Batman?
But wait, no. Will you
Batman kills people in this universe.
Let me finish. Here's the thing. They let Batman go after Flash. They let Diana go after Cyborg, and Cyborg got much more of a story. So they built up Cyborg, and they were just like, Yeah, we're just gonna send Batman to get Flash.
You know what I find? You know what I find funny? Wonder Woman had the better movie, so I think she carried that little charisma over to him, gave it to him.
Ben Affleck has no charisma. He doesn't.
No, legitimately, you know what sucks about Zack Snyder? Honestly, he legit changes the heroes.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people weren't very happy that Zack Snyder made Batman murder people.
And changed Superman, fundamentally.
He didn't change Superman a ton, he just made him murder Zod, which was still pretty bad.
No, it was interesting. No, so this...
I will say, Man of Steel was probably, like, top five as far as, like, the DCU goes, but, like... It's not great.
Let me explain to you. He's very right on this with the Man of Steel. He said Zack Snyder does not understand the basic character of Superman. Superman doesn't fight people fist fights. And he doesn't just not save humans just because, you know,
it depends who he's fist fighting.
I actually just recently watched what I think may be the best Superman film ever made. Which is saying quite a bit when we Superman's 1 and 2. I just recently watched DC's Death of Superman.
Oh, yeah, that was
the animated one.
Yeah, it was
that
good.
That movie has a 93.
It's amazing.
It is. I legit almost cried by that movie. I'm like, I've only known this Superman for like an hour and 10 minutes, and I'm already crying.
So
I cried, and I watched it when I was 7.
So with the Man of Steel...
I think you're talking about Superman Doomsday.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm talking about the new one.
So, with the Man of Steel, and with Zod...
Came out last year, I think.
He didn't...
There's the Death of Superman, then Reign of the Superman.
I think I gotta watch Death of Superman, though.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's
better than Superman Doomsday.
Really?
It is.
Oh, shit.
It's way better. Yes,
Superman. Superman Doomsday wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I mean, it was good, but I mean, they tried putting a whole, like... Like 5 issues of comics into an hour and a half.
Taking into consideration, we were really little and we didn't care.
Yeah, I was just.
And now we do care because
seeing Superman get the crap beat out of him, and then
it was amazing.
I mean, but he came back 10 minutes later.
Exactly.
The thing with Zod is like he also explained, the guy that I was listening to. He was explaining about how Superman didn't really try to reason with him, and how like in the comics and stuff, Superman would save humans and didn't really try to resort to fighting. In the Man of Steel, he legit just fights Zod, and he only seems to protect people when the plot has to have him to.
I mean, he doesn't immediately try to kill, like, fight off Zod and his army.
Doesn't really reason with him either. He's pretty silent.
I know, but he starts fighting back after he realizes these guys are dicks.
No, but the problem is that Superman just saves everybody. He doesn't try to fight the main villain. He tries to protect people. That's what he does.
Well, no,
and they lost that in the Man of Steel. He went from just saving people to beat up Zod. Don't have any reasoning with him. Just beat him up.
Also, when they did Justice League, they messed it up how it originally happened. Because, of course, they had to kill Superman. But originally it was because Superman couldn't go all around the world like he said he could and take care of all the problems. That's why he formed the
Justice League. JLA, the Justice League of America was what it was originally called.
Yeah, and then
they were like, that's a little derivative.
And then you're just like, Justice League.
Justice League. That's why Superman doesn't say, I fight for truth, justice, and the American way anymore.
You know what I find funny?
What?
I find funny that legit... In Justice League, they're like, oh yeah, we're in Russia. And then Avengers Age of Ultron's like, we've already done that. We've already been there.
You know what else is funny?
What?
Keenan and Peele. I'm done.
Hey, wow. But the problem with the DCEU is they just lost the concept of who the characters are at the core.
They just tried rushing in. That was their biggest...
Yeah, and then they tried to rush their team-up film. And here's the thing. Marvel took their time with it.
But they actually did a good job for their first attempt. Like, it was a good Justice League movie.
They can barely... You know, the Avengers, they beat Thanos. The Justice League, they have to beat Rotten Tomatoes. They just have to beat Rotten Tomatoes first. Because... Their films are not...
Look at the ratings for Justice League critic versus audience. Critics gave it like a 40 or a 50-something, but
audience
it has like a 60 or a 70 from audiences.
70.
I watched it. It wasn't great.
Because you're a Marvel fan. Look at it through the eyes of me. You will love this movie.
It's the first ever live-action Justice League film we've got. It's the first time anybody's attempted to make one in 10 years.
It is amazing.
I would basically...
Almost had one years ago, but DC canceled
it. If it was me, I would be like, if the characters are not how they're how they are in the comics, I'd critique the crap out of it.
Because they were going to cast...
I'd do it with Spider-Man.
well, like,
Here's
they had Henry Cavill, and who was playing Batman at the time?
No, it wasn't Henry Cavill. It was
10 years ago.
No, the original. I remember who the original person was they had, but the reason they didn't make it is because they had just made Batman Begins, and they didn't want to cast a new guy as Batman, and they were currently working on The Dark Knight, and they were like, "All right, we'll do The Dark Knight. We'll see how people receive it, and depending on the reception of The Dark Knight, they're like, we may or may not make Justice League." And then The Dark Knight came out, and that exploded, and then everybody in the DC trilogy was like, maybe we shouldn't make a new Batman. That's probably a bad idea.
They can't even keep a Batman around for 2 movies.
That's because people didn't like Ben Affleck. Everybody loved Christian Bale.
I miss
and people, everybody,
Bale.
Everybody loved Michael Keaton as well, but
Michael
DC
Keaton
didn't want
good.
Him. Michael Keaton's one of the best Batmans we've had.
But he's the best Vulture we've ever had.
But here's the thing. I don't think anybody can beat Christian Bale.
Nobody can be Christian Bale.
The
even
problem...
Even if everybody memefies the crap out of his Batman voice, like, it still...
The problem with DC is they don't have characters that people love.
Yes, they do.
In the movies.
I love every single character.
In the movies.
Flash is a beloved character.
So,
Cyborg's a beloved
David,
character.
So, David,
with
how much they changed of the characters.
Aquaman, Martian Manhunter.
Okay.
With all that they've changed of the characters in the movies.
No, because
it doesn't bother you at all with how much they changed, like making Batman kill and the Man of Steel not be
it
like, oh, I gotta
me
save
that they
people.
Made Batman kill, and then they got rid of Zack Snyder, and then Batman stopped
because
people.
Look, I even do it with Spider-Man. I critique them because I'm like, well, Spider-Man, they show in Civil War, they were like, okay, they show that he's poor a little bit with the Salvation Army and stuff. They give him his little speech of why he does what he does, but they don't.
He grabs stuff out of the junkyard.
He doesn't. But the thing is, he didn't have like getting people in danger. States.
Yeah, the Flash lived in he had his whole setup in a garage, didn't he?
I don't even know if it was a garage.
I thought it was
a storage unit.
It was like a storage unit, yeah.
And
it was
here's
a big
the
storage unit.
And
but
here's
it was
the thing:
a storage unit.
They actually just because in comics, Flash would actually punch. I just like how Ezra Miller delivered his line. I just run really fast. I push people over and run that that way.
Like it's really cool seeing you guys do combat, but you see, I don't do battle. I've just pushed some people and run away. The most action like we had seen Flash do, like as far as we know, the most Flash had done at that point was stop Captain Boomerang from robbing a bank.
And
but,
that was in Australia too.
So
yeah, that was in Australia, wasn't it?
Yep.
The thing is, though, I just
no
like it when
thieves.
Characters are as close to the comics as they can be. That's just me in general. Doesn't matter if it's my favorite superhero or not. I will always critique it on that.
Then critique the shit out of Spider-Man in one of your own podcasts.
Critique, like...
Trust me, I can critique Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. I could
critique
Andrew Garfield's. Like, Tom Holland, to me, is the best Spider-Man, but they need to make him more... with the more stakes with people close to him in his life.
I love Tom Holland, but he's not the best Spider-Man in my eyes.
Who's the best Spider-Man?
Andrew Garfield.
I thought he was going to say
nope.
Andrew Garfield was hilarious.
No, they got the best
like
of both
cake.
Worlds. They got a quippy Spider-Man, and they got a good Peter Parker.
Dude,
they got both with Tom. But that's going to be it for this podcast for here at PC Boys. Sorry we got off topic on the IT stuff, but I mean, the trailer didn't have a lot to cover. It's pretty much just Beverly getting scared by a grandma. And figuring out that Pennywise was her daughter.
Library. Let's go.
Hold on. Give me a few seconds. Finishing
okay.
up. So that is going to be it for this podcast. See you all in the next.